Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of the World Cup of Podcasts, the podcast where we choose a category, nominate contestants, and debate each fixture to decide who is the champion of its category. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the best pizza topping slash order. It's all a bit random, but it'll all become clear in the end, so just bear with us. We picked eight of our favourites between the five of us today, and we'll decide on the best until we find out which one is the world champion of pizza toppings, because I know that's a question we've all been dying to know the answer to during this lockdown. Before we get underway, I'd like to encourage all of you to get in touch with us on our socials at worldcoverpod and our email address worldcoverpod@gmail.com or through our website, which is linked in the podcast description. Also, you can go ahead on Apple Podcasts and leave us a little rating and review, because that does a lot of good for the podcast. And one more thing, last time I'll ask, the BritPod Awards are now accepting votes, and if you want to vote for us, then you can go to the link, which is britishpodcastawards.com/vote, or the links which will be in our social medias I already mentioned. Just go there, put in your email address and verify it, and then yeah, you can give us a little vote, which will be very much appreciated. But let's get down to real business. What's in Charlie's loft today?
Here he is.
Theme music.
Hey, shout out to Josh Engineer for helping me out with the mix.
I've been trying to think of like just some memories, and I came across one in my mind loft, which no one was around to witness, even though it was at the uni house. It was when it was like, I think it was third year, when they were doing the what's it called, like the house visits to see if they can get people to buy it for the next year. And I was just, I think I was still asleep or hungover. And there was a knock at the door at like 12 o'clock. And I was like, oh, guys, what do you want? Like that. And then there was like no answer for some reason. And I was like, hello? all of a sudden there was like a key. And I was like, what the fuck? So I stood up, went to the door, opened it. And it was the house letting guy. And I was like, oh, shit, hello. And then behind him was four girls. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, like, hello.
We've just come to see your room for next year, students. And I was like, yeah, go
come
for
see
it.
Your we've dick. Come to fix your pipes.
And my projector was still on and everything. And I was just in my boxers. And they just walked in. I was like, okay, go on then. So like, I was like covering my penis. Just rude. Standing there like, hey.
You're wearing boxers?
AKA holding your penis.
And
you're wearing boxers and covering a penis.
I mean, the guy just came straight in and just started looking around. I was like, okay, cool. And then the four girls came in like, sorry, sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Just fucking almost.
So they could just see from the door.
But no, they all came in. I was like, cool. And then they started going like, whoa, what is that on the wall? And I was like, they're like, that's the projector. Yeah.
I couldn't point, move, really. You move your hand from your boxes and your tops just out. Sorry.
Whoops.
I so wish you were watching porn on it or something and you just lead them people.
I think it was PewDiePie, to be
it's
honest.
Definitely The Hobbit.
No, I don't think it was.
Oh, no.
That was drunk. His going to sleep drunk one.
Yeah, that was his drunk video.
Enough.
I feel like stop every this. Student stop can this. Relate to this story.
Oh yeah,
like every student relates
coming
story.
To your room.
I've yeah, too, right? And like people, it just happens. Everyone and like you'd be in there, just kind of sitting, and you can't escape because by the time that they come in and knocking on your door, there's like a group of people at the door. So you either got to stay
out,
there
yeah.
and wait, or you can't get. You got to like shuffle past them. So you just end up sitting there.
There is a very good way to escape. It happened once, and it was they came knocking on the door, and I was. I was busy with my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, put it that your way. Right hand. Come on
and...
now.
Got that stank in that room, boy.
Don't call my right hand that. Her name's Jessica, okay?
Jessica.
Now, anyway.
Oh, no. Don't you ruin that name.
Pathetic, man.
But they knocked on the door, and the person was like, don't open it. So I opened the door. It's quite sweaty, and I was just in a towel, and then I was like, what do you want? And they're like, oh, can
what
they see
you
the
want?
Room? And I'm assuming they just got like the waft of heat from the room. They're like, you know what?
Wasn't
right.
the heat, fair, it wasn't the heat.
Close
it
the door, you're letting the stank out.
That's that good stank, Will. Get it back in.
That's how you get a landlord not
my
to
room was.
my room is way too small for that. They'd have just like seen the entire room from the door anyway. They wouldn't have need to come in.
But yeah, I was going to say, like, as quick as they were in, they were out, like less than a minute. And then, there was no one in the house for some reason. I don't know why. And then, so you can believe me or not, nobody believes me when I tell them that story.
Oh, I believe you.
I think I told you later. And you guys were like
it doesn't surprise me.
Also, they, like, on the emails, they go like, oh, yeah, we'll be around, like, between 11 and 7. Is that right? And be like, okay. So we literally cut.
They give you, like, a 24-hour period. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. Hate that. Yeah.
Also, got to say, fucks, like, any kind of letting agency that deals with students, because they're the worst, aren't they? They are the absolute worst. I nearly said the name of our particular one, but yeah, they are. They are the worst, man.
Yeah, what was that email that I sent? Oh, the noise complaint. Actually, they weren't too bad about that. To be fair, we had a smashed window. Did they drop the fee? I feel like they dropped the fee.
They didn't charge me.
Yeah.
But I remember I also wrote to them because our third year roommate that replaced Dan kept having underage people over to the house.
God.
And I was like,
you're putting them on blast.
This guy's having like 17-year-olds in the house. Any danger you could make him stop? And he was like, nah. But apart from that, they absolutely extort people. Anyway, going down a side hole. Maybe if we do a really dark World Cup of letting agencies, we'll revisit that. But I think that'll do for there.
They did build me a bed, though, if you remember that.
They did me one as well, but it took a long time.
Yeah.
It took a long time for me to get it.
That took a full year.
How?
Him and like Jessica.
I think I know how.
You just hear, like, Ben's doors close, a bit muffled. You can hear Ben's like, I love you. And then you just hear, I love you too.
Oh, Ben, you're so handsome.
Come on, that's not the sounds you guys have. Come on now.
Oh, I love all your GD bottles on the shelf.
I don't want to know the sounds.
I just heard Jordan's bloody ukulele. That's the only sound I remember.
Absolutely. And then,
ironically, that's how long it lasted as well.
Right, well, thank you for that, Charlie. That was a good one. That's angered me a bit. It boiled my blood thinking about what certain agencies that let properties to students do. But we'll leave that there and we'll move on to the crux of today's episode, which is the World Cup of Pizza Toppings. That's what it's going to be called, but it's an order in general. So we've all picked out some. We've got a couple of extras in there. And basically, we're including everything you might do when you order yourself a pizza. But we're going to kick off our first round here with the one that I didn't want to have to explain right up, but I'm going to. Aussie, the Aussie pizza versus Meat Feast. I'll go to Ben, who's the Meat Feast. But first, I should say, an Aussie pizza is essentially a pizza with bacon bits and a fried egg on it.
That's it.
So let's start with the Meat Feast and Ben.
I mean, there's nothing you can go wrong. Like, you can't go wrong with a Meat Feast. It's literally what it says on the tin, and it's a variety of meat. Like, if you're a vegetarian, then it's obviously not for you. But
I don't know. It's not like it.
You can risk it.
Safe to say.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, it's vegan.
Get a veggie
meat
feast.
But it's a great fucking pizza, and it's an easy way to improve a shit pizza as well. You know, like, once you get from, like, I don't know, like, really shit pizza places at 1 a.m. in the morning kind of places. Put a bit of meat on that, and it's already much better.
I have to admit, I've never had a bad Meat Feast. No matter where you go, like you said, just those cheap places, it's always all right. It's always a good shout.
I used to get a Meat Feast, like, in my earlier days of getting pizza delivery, because we never used to have it in my house. So I didn't really get takeaway pizzas very much. But when I did, I just go Meat Feast because it's kind of like the bog standard order. But since I've moved on and now I customize pizzas a lot more, I wouldn't ever get a Meat Feast now because it's just too much. You need something to counteract all of the meat, as it were.
I feel like I'm
a custom person, but if you can't customize, I think that's a solid shout.
Certainly, Ben. Should we clarify? Is there anything different to the base or anything?
See, I know we were kind of talking about this, but I just wanted to add a little bit of variety. But I must admit, I don't have it all the time. But I remember if I was going to have Domino's, I'd hit the spot, and that was a barbecue base.
Barbecue yes, base ben. Is the best for pizza.
Yeah,
always.
Ben, you're talking right. That's the best
I
thing
I love
ever
a
said.
Barbecue base on pizza. Yeah, I just love it.
It's too much. I just find it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's like, too much. Like, obviously, there's the OG tomato. It is obviously great, but I don't know what it is. It's in those takeaway pizzas. The barbecue in it is just it's just sublime. Can't compliment it enough. Let's move on to its opponent. Has anyone here had an Aussie pizza before?
No.
Can't say that I have.
No. It does sound quite... I'm annoyed that I didn't actually have it when I went to Australia, but it does sound quite nice, actually. Like, it's kind of an interesting, like, putting an egg on a pizza. Yeah, I kind of want to try it. That sounds quite nice.
Yeah. Charlie, you're a big fan of eggs, as I know.
What?
Do you think you'd like this?
Well, do you know what?
What?
is there context to that?
Charlie just eats. Charlie likes fried eggs. I've seen him eat many fried eggs.
Are you right there, mate?
You good?
I'm sorry. I'm imagining like Charlie, friend, family member, lover of eggs on his tombstone or something.
Why my tombstone? What
on his tombstone?
Rest in peace, Charlie. Rest in peace.
1st of June 2020.
Well, fuck's sake. Well, I've never had an Aussie pizza, but the best part of like having an egg, like if you have it for breakfast, is like dipping your bread in the egg. So in my head, I'm like, ooh, having a bit of pizza, then the crust in the egg. Ooh. Sounds pretty good.
Do you have the bread cut like soldiers as well?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Right now, I'm going to come in early with an unpopular opinion, but
shock.
Not
eggs
early at all,
are
mate.
Fucking
We've pretty much
vile.
Finished the argument.
Our resident what? Daily Mail
eggs are vile.
Columnist.
Like, not nice. Chuck it on a pizza. You've ruined a pizza.
Nah. What? I mean, I can. I actually don't understand how people that don't like eggs unless they can't eat eggs. Like, eggs taste nice.
Simon
There's
is
nothing,
vegan, to be fair.
There is nothing like I'm nasty not... about the taste of an egg.
There's nothing great that it's like it's not a great taste, and it's the texture is not right.
Yeah, but it can have multiple textures.
You're not having
That's
it raw.
Not a fair
yeah.
argument.
Yeah, there's boiled, poached, fried, scrambled.
To be,
like,
to be fair, I can see from his perspective why like the texture could be a thing, because like
you
I don't like the texture of like.
Doritos.
Yeah, but I don't like the texture of like mushrooms and stuff. And I suppose if you're not keen on the texture, you're just not going to be keen on it. The bacon bits as well, though, shouldn't be ignored. It's essentially eggs and bacon on a pizza. I will also say I've never had one either, but I did a bit of research earlier to find a couple of good ones to put in the tournament. I've never had a egg on a pizza before, but I've had an egg in a burger before. So just a fried egg
that's
on top
nice.
Of a burger. That is like genuinely takes the burger to a new level.
It's so nice.
Something about it just takes it to a new level. I can only say that it would only enhance the pizza having an egg on it as well. But let's get into the vote. We've got the Aussie pizza versus the meat feast. We'll start with Charlie. Who are you going for?
I'm going to go for the meat feast.
One for meat feast. Dan?
I'm going to go for the Aussie just because.
Ben.
Meat feast.
2-1 to the meat feast, Simon.
Meat feast.
And that makes it 3-1. And then I'm going to go double vote on the Aussie pizza, making it 3-3. So Dan scrambles away on his laptop.
Jesus.
And we will decide who goes through. Will it be the Aussie egg? I keep saying, so I've written on my notes here, I've written Aussie, and then I put brackets egg in case I forgot what the Aussie pizza was, but it's the Aussie pizza versus the meat feast. So part of me kind of wishes that the meat feast goes through now, so don't keep making that mistake. But who is it? Who's going through, Dan?
It is Aussie.
Aussie pizza goes through 4-3.
That's actually kind of
And the meat feast bites the dust. Next up, we have got the Dan versus the Hawaiian pizza. So Simon and Dan both gave me specific orders and it was too much to write down, so I've just called him the Dan and then he can explain what it is. But it's up against the Hawaiian, so we'll start with Dan with your pizza. What is it?
I've got to find where I sent it to you because I've kind of forgotten. So I normally, and the base is normally it's like if it's Domino's, it's normally more often than not it's just a regular Domino's with tomato base, but I have found recently that I've gone for the thinner base just because it's less fatty, less filling, so I can actually get through like a whole large pizza quite easily. Oh, fuck, wait there. I'm so sorry. All right, here you go. Right, so I think I normally pick like a New Yorker or a meat feast, and then I change out a couple of the things. And the toppings are basically mushroom, ham, bacon, and meatballs. And I honestly cannot explain why I picked them. It was just one day, and I was like, I like that topping, I like that topping, I like that topping. Ham, bacon, and meatballs kind of go without saying. It is an odd combination. Ben, you're making a fucking hideous face there.
Yeah, it's not flashing for you at all. Awful. Sorry.
Okay, rude. You've got a fucking meat feast. Like, this is literally a meat feast, just with mushrooms.
No, it's not. Fucking it's not. It's got mushrooms dick on it. It's not a meat feast.
Yeah, Dan.
Oh, so did you listen to what I said? Fucking hell. Your voice is fucking hideous, man. I never used to like mushrooms, but I think they go really, really well on pizza. There's just something about them when they're
cooked.
You
know what, Dan?
Yeah?
That was going to be my point. Like, until this year, beginning of this year, I've recently started having mushrooms with things, and now I'm thinking of, what the fuck can I chuck mushrooms on? Because they're so good with food. Just
it's
everything
mad.
They're just good with.
Fried mushrooms like, as well. So nice.
You can chuck them in the bin.
Oh,
they
smell fry nice. Them with onion or something. Oh,
I'm
hell
with you,
yeah.
Charlie. I hate mushrooms. I just can't. And for me, it's purely texture because I like that's mushroom slimy sauce, like on steak. But I just, the texture of mushrooms, I can't get on board with at all.
That was me.
My main thing, I'd say, about your pizza order there is so you've got bacon and ham and meatballs and then mushrooms. I feel like there's not enough like different flavors in there to make it. So like a few of the other ones, you got like I suppose I'm going to contradict myself there, but I don't know. I just think bacon and ham for one are a bit similar. And then with another like red meat in the meatballs, I feel like there's not that much variety in your pizza there.
Yeah, no, I kind of get what you mean, but it's just meat that I like and I get to eat it. It's my choice, really. So I don't really
there
think
is,
any of you should really. I did say to Jordan earlier that I would obviously get to that with the next pick as well. Pineapple on pizza is sensational, and I want to work out a way that I can add pineapple to my order.
Well, here we go then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the Hawaiian pizza up next. Who wants to take the floor? I feel like Dan wants to.
I do, yeah. Just because I want to make the point of, this is slightly off topic. There's a Chinese restaurant in Oxford. And I can't remember why, but I randomly picked this starter that they have, and it's basically duck with pineapple. And I don't know how they've cooked it or anything. And it ends up with like the pineapple juice is getting all over the duck, and the pineapple's in there. And it is probably one of my favorite things I've ever eaten. It is so delicious. And ever since then, and obviously like I like Hawaiian pizza anyway, ever since then I've always wanted pineapple to be more prominent on food, just because I think it gives it that sweet kick, and the sauce is quite nice as well. And just with like pizza, it's kind of like, you know, you say that my toppings are all sort of samey. Pineapple is like the opposite. It's always the opposite of whatever you had on it. It's got that sweet kick. And I think with ham as well, it just works perfectly. Thoughts?
I do love pineapple on pizza. So I say for Charlie and I think Ben that are giving looks and sounds that not liking it. Have you actually had a Hawaiian pizza before? Like, have you actually tried one before?
I have.
And you didn't like it?
No.
Did you have a frozen one? A frozen pizza or a proper one?
I've had, like, Wilson, one of our old housemates really enjoyed it, didn't he?
Yeah, Wilson.
Wilson. And
shout out to Scott, if you're listening.
He always got me to try it, and like I couldn't fucking stand it.
So he always had the frozen ones. So I think
from Domino's.
For me, the reason... Oh, did he get from Domino's?
I think, yeah, whenever we got Domino's.
Oh,
you know,
he needs to be cancelled for that. But I like a Hawaiian pizza, but that's not what you get from Domino's. So the reason why pineapple works on pizza, especially with just the ham and then tomato and that, is it adds that other thing, the other kind of flavor to complement it. And it goes the same. I actually weirdly put it in the same thing as, you know, if you have like a chocolate fountain, like a hot chocolate fountain with strawberries.
Yeah, just that fruity
you've got the hot
kick,
the hot
it?
Chocolate, yeah. And then you've got the fruit, which is hot on the outside because obviously it's got the chocolate on it, and then it's cold when you bite into the fruit. There's that juice on it, just... It just really complements the pizza. It's just good. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Marlon.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, I think it's more my taste buds get a little bit confused with something that, like you've mentioned, like chocolate and strawberries, and that's fine because they're both sweet. But the other day I tried a stir fry where I had chicken and the sauce was like orange based and it had sugar and actual orange zest in it. And I couldn't tell if I liked it or not because my taste buds were too confused with the sensation of actually eating it.
I think that's a fair point. I do know where you're coming from there because it's weird. But there's the taste of a pineapple pizza. If you weren't to, because there's a stigma attached with pineapple, with Hawaiian pizza, because people like pineapple and pizza.
It's the Marmite, isn't it? It's the Marmite pizza.
Yeah, but it's like, if you were to just have those flavors without knowing what it was, chances are most people would like the taste of it. Then again, we're going to get into the vote in a second here, and it's up against a pizza with mushrooms on it. So this could be a tricky one for you, Ben. Let's get into the vote. We've got
ask Simon quickly, is there a specific place you get a Hawaiian? Because I will say that I think Pizza Hut does the best Hawaiian pizza, and I think it's absolutely delicious at Pizza Hut. There's something about it. It just works so much better than anywhere else.
I don't know if I've had any, I've not had any recently enough to know, but saying that, I went to Greece last year and I ordered one there just because it's hot. It's quite nice.
Shout out to holidays.
A nice sweet pizza.
Shout out to travel.
And it came out with cranberries on it as well.
Excuse me?
Again, now you're saying that. You're saying that, but it is so good. It really adds to it.
Weird pizzas in other countries. I back that. I back that. It's like, shout out Sorrento.
fuck you.
I had a broccoli and sausage pizza.
Oh, yeah. And the pizzas were perfect.
Well, then you can't say
that. Let's move on to the vote. Fuck this. Let's move on to the vote. Fuck you both. The Dan versus the Hawaiian pizza. What are we going for, Charlie?
Fruit doesn't belong on pizza. The Dan.
The Dan gets a vote. Dan.
I'm actually going to vote for the Hawaiian.
Daniel.
Making it 1-1. Ben.
Charlie.
Double vote, the Dan.
Making it 3-1 to the Dan. Simon.
Mushrooms on pizza sound damn good. The Dan.
The Dan for Simon. is difficult for me. 4-1. I'm going to go for Hawaiian just out of solidarity. Obviously, I've already used my double vote. But the Dan goes through 4-2.
I'm so pissed off myself.
This naming convention is going to be really... it's just going to get more and more tricky for me as we go on. But next up...
Called everything the Dan, actually.
Maybe.
I'm scratching my Dan.
Next up, we've got...
Sorry.
Next up, we have got Prosciutto and Rocket versus Margarita.
Now?
Charlie, we'll start with you. You're the Margarita. Prosciutto and Rocket, Italian ham.
Who voted for that? Because they're fucking way too rich to be in this podcast.
Me, baby.
Me. Fancy. God, so fucking fancy. In Sorrento,
when we went to Sorrento, did we have any prosciutto?
Prosciutto in Sorrento.
Hey, actually, there was Rocket on my one.
I'm not actually... I was going to say we go to Charlie, but I'm going to kick it off. I'm not actually the biggest fan of Rocket. In fact, I'd argue to say I'm not a fan of it at all.
That's a good start.
But on a pizza, and I will specify that this has got to be a traditional Italian pizza, not like a takeaway pizza. This is proper pizza. Like when I was in Rome a couple of years ago with my lovely girlfriend.
Shout out Rome.
We had lots of pizzas. And you just get the proper, proper ham and Rocket on a classic thin, it's quite a thin pizza base. And it's just bloody nice. And then if you want to try and look like you're classy, you get something like that. Sting, a little bit of prosciutto on your pizza. And there you go. You are the classiest man in the room. Or woman.
I mean, yeah.
Anybody,
with that. I think I really feel sorry for Margarita right now. Like, why? What? Ugh. It's just a nothing pizza, really, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, Charlie, have you got anything to say to that?
Completely agree.
Every pizza is a margarita before toppings. Okay. No. So you have to thank the margarita for being the foundation of every pizza.
Yeah, but like every drink is water before it's got stuff in it. Doesn't mean water's the best drink in the world, you know?
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying, your point is shit.
In the drinks, you bloody picked sparkling water. What are you on about?
Yeah, because it's got the bubbles, Simon. Man. The bubbles.
What about this then, Charlie?
Yeah.
So obviously your argument for margarita is that it's the foundation of all pizza.
Of life, yeah.
But, and you're probably not the best person to argue this because you are a plain Jane, as it were. But would you say the hamburger is the best burger then because it's the original, essentially?
Of course not. Don't be stupid. This is pizza we're talking about.
Why is it one?
Well, there we have it. Yeah, that's our answer.
No, I'm gonna be honest. Margarita is really nice, but it does the job for a pizza. But then all the other pizzas are like the pizzas where you taste it and you're like, oh yeah, this is fucking nice. Do you know what I mean? Margarita,
why would you have something really fucking nice when you could have something that, you know, just does the job?
Yeah, you know? It's a bit shit, isn't it? Should we vote?
That's a bad argument again.
I think I could never vote for margarita purely for the image that Charlie's left me that's scarred in the back of my brain. Whereas when we were at uni, he'd finish the pizza, he'd lean back down, his belly would come out a little bit, and he'd start fingering his belly button. I don't ever want to see that again.
That was pepperoni. Okay, not
and it was great. Yeah, but you never ate the pepperoni. You always picked the pepperoni off and gave it to me.
No. So on the last two slices, because I was pepperonied out. Okay,
such an odd man. Honestly.
I'm sorry, John, but you're like the world's biggest scavenger. As well. You're like Charlie would be like mid bite. Is like, yeah, but are you gonna eat that?
Yeah, of course I am.
But Charlie's the biggest pusher as well, so he'd give it out of his mouth.
I'm not ashamed of who I am. I am more than happy to admit. If there's any food going begging, I will.
Like, the funniest part is that if I was ordering pizza and Jordan was with me, he'd be like, yes, 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 yes. And then he'd dibs it. And if it was before Ben got home from work, Ben would walk in and be like, oh, fuck! He gets so mad.
Yeah, I've already bagsied it. I am the sole proprietor of Charlie's... basically his veins being clogged up with fat.
Oh no.
So yeah, when he has heart problems now. Allegedly you may be able to blame me.
Are you good?
Allegedly.
Prosciutto and rocket versus margarita. I'm gonna kick it off with the prosciutto. Ben.
Prosciutto as well.
Charlie.
Alright, it might be a bit late for this, but what the fuck is prosciutto?
It's just like thin
ham. It's like
thin ham.
You know, basically, when you get like fancy hams and stuff. Like on a board.
Yeah, I'm going to go for margarita.
Okay, so that's 2-1. Simon.
The ham salad pizza.
3-1. And finally, is it Dan who hasn't voted?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for margarita.
Margarita gets 2. Prosciutto gets 3. And we have our next winner. We're going on to our final matchup of the opening round of the World Cup of pizza toppings. We have got the Simon versus pepperoni. Simon, you have the floor.
The Simon sounds gross. I'm going for pepperoni.
Sorry, I just thought of something really horrible. I'm going to back it anyway. Sorry. What?
What? You're the one talking. What are you on about?
Sorry, no, I just thought the Simon... pizza dough crushed with antidepressants.
Oh my god, okay, let's just Simon. Simon, just talk about it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was trying to, but I realised I muted myself, so I've said it about 2 times already.
Oh god.
Fuck's sake. Alright, basically, barbecue base, chuckle out some cheese, chicken, some green peppers, and some jalapenos, and you're set. That's it.
Oh, I don't like spice though.
You got some of that sweet, you got some of that, yeah, but it's jalapenos, it's not that hot.
Oh, you want a bit of spice on a pizza if you can get it.
Yeah, a little bit of sweet. Different textures. So, you get the crunch from the peppers. You get the soft chicken. Oh, it's good.
So my initial pick before I changed to prosciutto was actually semi-similar to Simon. So mine would have been basically the same, but instead of chicken, it would have been pepperoni or some other kind of like ham/red meat. Mm. So my big problem with this comes with the chicken. I don't think
chicken doesn't work. Does
chicken,
it?
Chicken doesn't belong on pizza. I'm not saying it's bad because it doesn't taste bad at all. But it adds actually nothing to a pizza. It doesn't add anything.
Yeah, that's really weird, actually. I'm just thinking about it now.
It adds a nice texture. It's all about
texture. Protein. It's all about the gains.
Adds protein and texture. Exactly, Ben. You understand.
Yeah, but you can get lots of different proteins you could put onto a pizza that would be better, including Charlie Spum.
I suppose.
I mean, we all know that it has more protein than insects.
My reasoning behind it is like pepperoni, that's too strong a flavour to add into it, you know? And same with like bacon and stuff like that. I mean, ham might work, but for me, chicken, it's a thick bit. So
I just think
you get
the
texture in the bite.
The chicken, I always find that chicken is a waste of an order because it doesn't taste of it. In the pizza, it doesn't add any taste. I don't think Dan was
agree
with me. So
yeah, it doesn't. I have had pizza with chicken on before, and it just doesn't really. You don't really because it's basically just plain chicken. It's got no seasoning or anything. It's just a bit chewy, really, and it doesn't.
But that chew is very welcomed.
No, it's not. It's silly.
With the crunch of the peppers, it's always nice. It's light. It's nice.
I'd say there would maybe be a bigger argument for texture if the texture of pizza wasn't so like fundamentally the overall texture, if that makes sense. Like a pizza is a pizza and the toppings you're adding for flavor more than texture, I think personally.
Yeah,
sort of agree. Yeah.
On the other hand, we've got pepperoni pizza, which was our friend Aaron's. Shout out to Aaron. Who actually didn't wake up in time to record today's episode, even though it's now 9 p.m. So shout out to sleeping. Aaron isn't with us today. So this was
shout out to the time
plain
boy.
Plain Jane pepperoni pizza. What are we saying? Bog standard.
Is this a bit the shit, upgrade? Really, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it the upgrade to Charlie's pick though?
I don't see why you'd ever just get pepperoni. Like if you get like I'm not the biggest fan of pepperoni as it is. On pizzas, but if you get pepperoni pizza, you may as well either get like a margherita or you may as well go with more meat and just have pepperoni with it.
I disagree a bit.
Ben, you go ahead.
Well, it's just one of those things that I think like a margherita and a pepperoni are always types of pizzas I think are ordered in big groups when you can't really decide on what to share.
That's
like,
fair.
Fuck it, let's just get pepperoni. Everyone can eat that. Everyone can eat a margherita. It's not everyone's favorite, but it's reasonably
it
okay.
It does the
and
job.
If you want pizza, it's done what it's needed. Saying that, though, it wouldn't be my first pick, even though if it was there, I would have it. Do you know what I mean?
I know, yeah, it's normally the meat option at a party. There's normally one veggie, one meat, and it's normally pepperoni and margarita, as you said. It's just like...
That was what I was going to say,
it's
really.
It's not
is
a
if
bad
I'm,
choice,
if you're going for like,
better.
If you're going default pizza, unless you're vegetarian, in my opinion, you'll always get pepperoni instead of margarita because margarita, you can't do anything with it. Whereas pepperoni, if you don't want the pepperoni, you can take the pepperoni off, but you can't add pepperoni to a margarita. Although we shouldn't get too enthralled in that particular argument as it isn't actually that it's up against. It's up against the Simon. Chicken, peppers, jalapenos. I'm a big fan of jalapenos on pizzas. I actually can't speak highly enough. I think they are a fundamental aspect of a pizza now for me.
Very good point. Yeah, agreed.
It's a nice crunch
as well.
Sorry, go on.
I mean, it's one of those ones that goes down to like if you like spicy or not, but I think everything tastes better if it's a bit spicy at the very least. I'll always personally go for a pizza with like a chili or something like that on it. I think jalapenos taste really nice on a pizza, especially like takeaway ones when they're really greasy. Just adds to it. Shall we get into the vote, unless Charlie's got anything to add?
Let's go to the vote.
Excellent stuff. Well, we have got the Simon and we have got pepperoni. We'll kick off with the man himself, Ben.
I thought you were setting up for Simon now.
I was, but I decided to change my mind.
I'm voting for you, so the Simon. Yeah.
The Simon gets one vote. Next up, are we going to get a vote for the Simon? The Charlie?
Oh, very good.
Double pepperoni,
making it 2-1 to the pepperoni. And then, are we going to get a vote for the Simon? Dan?
No, I'm going to vote for pepperoni.
3-1 to pepperoni. And then, I'm going to go for the Simon. And then finally, we have got the Simon. What are you going for?
Double vote the Simon.
You little shit.
The Simon goes through.
I'm taking
4-3.
This through.
and Charlie's double vote is in vain. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's the Aaron of the podcast. If you like what you see over here at the World Cup of Pod, then please could you take 30 seconds out of your life to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, as it helps a lot for the podcast to grow.
Sorry, I can't see Simon, so I don't know if he is there or not.
Oh, I am here, sorry. Here I am.
Simon has good natural light in his room, Ben. Look at that.
I mean, he does. He's just not facing it. That's the problem.
And we'll never see his nipple.
Never.
This is my natural light as well, by the way.
Are you ready?
I'm covering up my natural light with a curtain. Yeah, we're ready. Sorry.
Take your top off,
then. A couple
of
uninteresting answers.
Oh, interesting.
That's making it in. Hello, we are back for the next part of the World Cup of podcast. But before we carry on any further, Ben has got some breaking news for the day one fans.
Yeah, so I think we've got a little bit of a throwback. I'm going to let you guys think back to sitcoms and how you know, longevity seemed to be a good argument for a sitcom.
Shout out to longevity, let's go.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia has just been renewed for its season 15, which is now the longest running comedy ever made.
Dan, so, I feel like you're going to argue with this.
Good boys.
No.
So those of you that don't recall is, so that was episode 3 of the podcast. So the third episode we ever did. And Ben, this was Ben in his peak of like Googling shit and like
researching. I missed that, Ben.
Yeah, he really researched hard and he would say things and then Dan would just absolutely just tear him apart for saying these things. And that was one of the things about one of the longest running TV shows. So yeah, if you feel like want to go back down memory lane, then that is the thing. How are you feeling on that, Ben? The fact that that is now the world record.
I mean, I'm still just, it's opening old wounds, if I'm being honest right now. I'm glad for the show. It's a fantastic show. I'm great for them, I guess. But fuck you, Dan.
Absolutely.
Fair. Okay.
Shall we move to the segment?
To what my segment? Oh, you want to pass on to me?
Fuck it. Are you asking us or telling us?
You coward.
You're asking me or telling me? Thanks to Ben, this segment is now called the World Cup of whatever it's called. So... all right, the first question.
Yikes. Simon, that was the most forced laugh ever. Yeah, did you hear that? You might as well just stay quiet.
All right, so the first... Oh, okay. No? All right. The first question. Ben, give us a name.
Domino.
Domino says, does longevity matter in pizza? No, it says... It says, what is the weirdest pizza you've ever had? I'm going to go to Charlie to start this.
So annoyed. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, you weren't listening to the question, is just, what he meant.
Just give me an answer then. Yeah, go on, John.
You had one job, Charlie.
Give you an answer.
Yeah, just give me an answer.
Does weird have to mean bad? Because I've had a weird pizza that was amazing.
Maybe weird is slightly unfair to other cultures, but a pizza that you wouldn't normally think of. It could be bad, it could be good, yeah.
You've absolutely sabotaged it, because I was just about to say that when I was in New Zealand, I had a...
shout out to travel.
Shout out to traveling once again. Hashtag travel, hashtag the World Cup podcast. I had a pizza, and it was like a massive box. Like, I can't say specific
at least
specifications
6 inches.
Of the pizza box, but it was it was an amazing pizza, and it was like absolutely huge. And we were able to go and sit in a bar and eat it. It's a great memories with that pizza, but weird pizzas, I can't really think of any in particular.
What were the what were the toppings on that massive pizza?
So I think because we shared it between like 3 of us, feel like we had like the standard like pepperoni, maybe onions on it, maybe peppers. I'm not sure what was really on it, but it was great.
It's just fucking huge.
I probably don't, but yeah.
Have a little look for it. Simon, we'll go to you then.
Yeah, all right. Again, another travel one. When I was skiing, and I went to this shop, and they had pizzas that were called white pizzas. And it's the same menu, but white pizza version. And it's basically a sour cream space instead of tomato.
Oh, no. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah, weird.
I kind of want to try that.
Yeah, it was surprisingly not bad. Like, I just bought it. I didn't know what it was. It was only when I tasted it, I Googled the translation, and that was what it was. But, yeah, it was really surprised, actually. It wasn't terrible. Weird, but...
Weird. Yeah, that is terrible. That's a good shout for weird. Ben, what about you?
I think that the weirdest pizza I'd ever had was one where it had, like, anchovies and capers on it.
Oh, like, my God, disgusting.
Like, it's a thing. Like, it's like a Futurama, like, Fry from Futurama would have anchovies on pizza. I'm like,
yeah, that's like a Neapolitan
disgusting
thing.
That is anchovies disgusting. Are
yeah.
I actually have a story with that. So when I went to Rome with, I said, you know, shout out Rome earlier. So with my
shout to travel,
a couple
yet
of
again.
Summers ago. I wanted to kind of, because we ate loads of pizza. We were in Rome for a week. And we went to a place and I really wanted to try like a proper Neapolitan pizza. But I couldn't really find what I was looking for. And I saw this one. I don't know if this was specifically a Neapolitan one, but I was like, you know, I'm going to try something different. It had anchovies on it and it was so awful to eat. I know. Anchovies are not
it's just
nice.
The saltiest, horrible thing in
oh,
the world.
Oh, they're horrible.
So bad.
I can't say I've ever had anchovies on pizza. I will say the weirdest one I've had was in America. I think it was in New Hampshire.
Shout out to travel.
I've also travelled. And yeah, it was sausage and chips. Fries, sausage and fries on a pizza.
Yo, that's weird.
The sausage obviously worked. The sausage was fine. The fries, I wasn't overly convinced with. I will say that I found out that in Korea, like, sweet potatoes and potatoes on pizza are quite popular over there, actually. Just one of those things. I don't think I'd like it. It's not quite tasty enough for me. It's a bit of a weird texture. The next question we've kind of answered already is what are your thoughts on different bases to tomato? Jordan, you like barbecue, don't you?
But yeah, barbecue for me is the best base by a country mile. I think it does kind of go down to you know, where you're ordering. For me, takeaway pizza, it's got to be a barbecue base. But having said that, like, you can't go into a place in like Italy and ask for them to put barbecue base on your. It's definitely like an Americanized thing. Yeah. But I think on those takeaway thick based pizzas, it's got to be barbecue. But then,
yeah, like the deep other, pan has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but other ones, I think tomato is still going to reign supreme. But I just love a barbecue base on a pizza.
What other bases are there? I mean, obviously Simon's just said sour cream, but
was it one of you guys, or I feel like it was
Aaron
that ordered
Aaron.
A baseless pizza.
It was Aaron.
Oh, I remember that.
Did you do that when we were up at uni or something?
It was when we were at Charlie's house.
That was it.
I swear he's done that when I've been there as well.
It was basically like just like garlic, you know, cheesy garlic bread, but without the garlic. So we just had like, I think he got cheese. Margarita as well. He just got a base with cheese on it, essentially.
Now, did he mean to do that, or did he mean to say like no crust or something?
I think he was trying to be edgy.
Got it. Regret, of course.
We can add that to weird pizzas as well. Charlie, think of a name.
Justin Howard Milo Bates.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to that name. how many? This is kind of directed at you as well, Charlie. How many pizzas have you had during lockdown, fat boy? I mean,
I feel like the better question is how many has he had in like 1 year at uni? Like, that was like twice
yeah, but this
over
is,
the
this
weekend.
Is, I just wonder if it's at that level.
During lockdown, I think I've only had two.
But the whole lockdown.
Yeah,
he's been looking after his body, this guy.
At uni, though, oh my God. If you're going like towards the end of year three, holy shit, I don't even...
I think we covered this on our fast foods episode, actually. Fast foods part one. We went on about how you have Domino's like every other day at uni. It was ridiculous.
Oh man,
it
was crazy.
Has anyone else had like an inordinate amount of pizzas? Because I think I've probably had three or four, maybe. We're into month three now of lockdown.
which is insane.
It's not overly bad. The four pizzas in.
I must admit, I am getting more into takeaways though. It was like one false step, and now that KFC's started doing takeaways, it's just a disaster for me right now. Lucky. I've got to be honest.
But how many pizzas have you had?
None. Well, actually, that's wrong. I've had one. No, I've had one. I have had one. That's it.
It just adds up. No, I've had two, three, four, five. Yeah, that's it. Seven.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure. Yeah,
kind of sure. Jordan, what about you?
I think I've had one takeaway pizza. Like I said earlier, I'm not really I don't really have pizza takeaways very much, but I have had one, and I can confirm it was very nice.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Walks away from the
Simon, what about you, lastly?
I've also had the one, and it was the Simon.
Was it? Yeah. All the ones I've had have been the Dan. Got to stick to my... I wonder if we'll get a sponsorship from Domino's or something after this. We'll see it on our
probably
website.
Probably
not.
Oh,
imagine how fat we will get, though.
Oh, speak for yourself, big
no
boy.
No problem for me.
Domino's is actually, I think it's done it for the whole of lockdown. It's done like a limited menu, hasn't it? So there's only been like three or four selections you can have. You can still customize them.
Oh, interesting. Pizza Hut didn't do that. And that's why, again, Pizza Hut is better than Domino's in every way.
Very interesting.
If you're eating in Pizza Hut, if you're eating out Domino's, it's got to be said.
I can't really stand Domino's.
There's only like
eating in Domino's would be a bad experience because you'd be eating it at the counter.
or they just have places exactly. Where you wait. Yeah, that's an awful experience for everyone. The last question, Jordan, think of a name.
I'm going to go for Sorrentino.
Sorrentino. Shout out to Travel. This is another broad question. Have any of you made a pizza from scratch?
Of course.
Oh, I've only made peaches. I haven't made a pizza.
I turned into Sean Connery. Not very good.
Have we not all had a go at it when we were little or something?
I've never made it from scratch.
I definitely did it at school in food tech. Shout out to the old podcast. We mentioned that before. I think school subjects. Shout out
to all of our podcasts. Everyone go listen to every single episode. We just made fucking soup and shit in food tech.
I made one from scratch.
How did it go?
Well, it was in a French cooking class.
I'm sorry.
And I called it pizza à la sauce Charlie.
I mean, what? Hank, no,
you did not.
Which is
you
English for the Charlie sauce pizza.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm really hoping you just made that up and got France mixed up with Italy.
No, it's French.
No, as in like you forgot that pizzas are from Italy and not France. Is that a true story?
No.
So you've wasted
everyone's time, Charlie.
Charlie in a French cooking class. Do you think that sounds
There'll
real?
Be no ingredients because I'd eat them all.
What, Charlie sauce? Gross. That's absolutely foul. I don't think I've ever made one from scratch. I would quite like to make one.
They're always better.
I was going to say the opposite. They're always worse.
Yeah, I was going to say I wouldn't trust. Like, I wouldn't want my.
It's never the right shape. You always get so much.
I mean,
more
well,
crust
to be fair, when
anticipate.
We say made from scratch, it means that you're making it, so you're just obviously a shit cook.
Wow.
That was an attack, wasn't it?
But, Jesus.
Charlie's saying that as if he's ever cooked his own meal.
Yeah, I have. Excuse you.
Giant Yorkshire puddings with chicken steak and chips and gravy.
Let's move on to the actual...
Breaded chicken fingers in the giant Yorkshire pudding. I'm going to end it there. Thanks for those questions and thanks for the answers. Don't forget you can get in contact with us on our socials at WorldCupOfPod. And the email address is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, which is also linked in the description through the website. And as Jordan said, you can vote for us in the BritPod Awards by clicking the link in the description of our Instagram and Twitter. And it's on our website as well, I believe. Back to you, Jordan.
Thank you very much, Dan. Well, let's get back down to the big business, and we've got four more pizzas to decide between them which one will be our ultimate champion when we talk about pizza toppings and pizza orders as a whole. In our first semi-final, we have got the Aussie pizza versus the Dan. Who wants to jump in on this first? Because I think these are very much polar opposites in a way.
I'll jump in.
Go on then, son.
Egg doesn't belong on a pizza.
Okay. Egg doesn't belong on a pizza. Okay, so why is that? Because of your dislike of egg in general, or do you just think it's not? It's too out of the box, kind of like how like a pineapple is.
Because I sort of dislike egg as a general, but I don't mind egg in things. Like I can have an omelette when it's loaded with a load of stuff when it disguises it. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
but when it's just on its own, like. I'm imagining it like a full fried egg just slap bang in the middle. That just sounds horrible.
I think there is a fair old selection of meals that just put an egg on things, isn't it? Like, it is a thing that, like, it's,
yeah,
just have
you
fried
can put
it
on like
on
rice
top
and
of
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
That's a Joe Wicks recipe.
That's what I mean. Like,
it?
Egg fried rice, that's fine. But if it was rice with an egg
Joe
on
Wicks.
Top, that's fucking wrong, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think this definitely stems from your dislike of egg, and I'm not going to criticize you.
Oh yeah,
for that.
Definitely.
What about definitely. As a combination with? So when you have like a say, if you have like a full English or a fry up, whatever, would you not have egg with that, or would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have egg at all.
Okay, right. So then that negates my question.
You're not
which
British.
Would have been, when you have you know, bake, because it's essentially baking an egg on a pizza. Does that concept of basically a fry up pizza not appeal to you?
No, again, it's just because it is a thing that I can, sort of like you with mushrooms, like if it's there and I can see it, it's an egg, it's not right. But if it's, say, it's mixed in with,
your
I
ass.
Don't know, chicken cakes and stuff, I don't care.
Get yeah, it right up in there.
Are we concerned when we talk about the Dan that there isn't
Hello, mate.
Enough, what's the words I'm looking, so the ingredients aren't diverse enough
Variety.
In taste? To justify them being a finalist. Ben, I'm going to go to you on this.
I mean, it like at first thought, it doesn't sound like that bad of a pizza. Like, taking out the fact that I don't like mushrooms, it doesn't sound that bad of a pizza. But, like, if you really think about it, like, when you mentioned, like, ham and bacon, like, they are essentially the same thing.
Yeah, it's just double ham then, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, but why not have double ham? Why go through the effort of doing
two
different...
Or just get something different entirely.
Yeah.
It's not really much effort, like... I don't know.
Well, like, you're going through the effort of customising.
What about this, then?
Yeah,
Dan,
like
what about this, then? Would,
yeah, but
when
it's all
you think about it,
like,
but would you... Yeah. But Dan, yeah, would you not think, in your order, that if that's the argument that Ben's going by, that, like, peppers or onions or something might go better as a complement to the pizza?
I don't like onions. I don't mind onions in general. They started to grow on me, but on pizza they
gross.
Don't actually no place.
You should see a doctor.
You should wash, mate. Jesus.
What?
Onions are growing on you.
Come on, man. Just because you
joke
can see them.
Slipped under the radar.
I also like I don't mind peppers, but if I have like if I have the choice, I'm not going to put them on. Like I said earlier, I would consider changing out bacon or something for pineapple just because I love pineapple so much. But I think, like, yeah, if it is essentially double, there's nothing wrong with that. Especially with bacon, there is enough of a difference, especially on pizza, that you notice it. There is a different taste.
Charlie.
I'm really, really stuck because I feel like if the egg was on it, I dip it, but I don't think I'd eat the white bit. But with Dan's, I don't like mushrooms. I'm a bit torn.
Can I just say on the Aussie one from my Google searches is it's like it's almost baked into it. So like the okay. white bit, it's not like an egg just put on top. Like the white bit is like part of the pizza, like baked into the
oh, okay.
cheese and stuff.
So like. I suppose it comes down to Charlie, like that I think it was a point Jordan made, or no, you made, is that if you get like a pepperoni pizza and you don't like pepperoni, you can pick it off. So if you got Dan's order, you could pick off the mushrooms, whereas the egg is immersed actually into the pizza.
Interesting. Now Ben has helped
but then
me out
at
a lot
the same
there.
Time, if you're ordering that
yeah,
pizza,
I was gonna
you're
say that's a really
pizza,
good point from Ben.
Yeah, I kind of shot myself in the foot there, but I feel like it's It's
boop, 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 boop.
You're ordering that pizza though, aren't you? That's the order. And I think if I was to look, even if I was to look past the fact I don't like mushrooms, I don't think I would pick Dan's pizza just because I personally like to have like peppers or jalapenos or something on the pizza, because not only does it change up the taste in terms of not just a few different bits of ham, essentially, it also adds a completely different flavour to complement the pizza. Because I think with mushrooms, that if you're going on flavour, and I obviously I'm coming at this from an angle of someone that doesn't really know what they're talking about because I don't eat mushrooms, but I feel like onions or peppers offer more strong flavour to a pizza than a mushroom would.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that, but there's personal preference really, isn't it, with the taste and the flavour. I think I'd argue like onions and peppers have weirder texture than mushrooms, for me anyway.
Yeah, that's an argument of like personal preference. I find the mushroom for me a bit too gooey, whereas onions are a bit more crunchy, and I like the crunchiness to that.
Mushrooms on pizza, they're probably closer to crunchy than they are like sloppy.
They're not crunchy though, are they? Because it's a
mushroom. No, but they're closer to. I'm saying they're closer to crunchy than they are sloppy. Like they're not sloppy at all. I'd say that. Like it depends how it's cooked as well, obviously, but. I'd say there's more of a crunch than there is like a slop to them.
Ben, any final thoughts before we get into the vote?
I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted, if I'm being honest. Like I feel like I just don't want to vote for Dan's. I don't. Whoa. I hate mushrooms so much. I'm sorry.
You've got childish taste buds, bro.
And you are a child, so shut up.
Can I just like I'm genuinely trying to look because I actually want to try it. I don't know where you can get the Aussie pizza here. You definitely can't get it at, like Domino's or Pizza Hut or anything. But I feel this is probably something you have to make.
To be honest, I'd never heard of it before I Googled it today. But it looked good. I don't even remember seeing it
in Australia.
You've made it up.
He customized his own.
Objection! Speculation. I've definitely seen like egg knocking about and things. Go on, Charlie, what are you going to say?
No, I was going to say I think I'm ready to vote.
Oh, well, let's kick it off then. Charlie, vote. Who are you going for?
It's going to be like, oh God, you just came to me.
Oh God, you came to me. Fuck. I'm going to go for the Aussie pizza.
What was that, sorry?
The Aussie.
Aussie pizza for Charlie. Dan.
I am actually really intrigued by the Aussie pizza. I think I'm going to. Oh fuck! I'm so confused. I'm gonna double vote the Dan. I've got to go.
Wow. Okay, so it's 2-1 to the Dan. Simon, what are you going for?
The Dan.
Ooh. Making it 3-1. Ben, we go to you next.
Okay. I may go against myself. I've just seen a picture of the Aussie pizza for the first time. I'm going to hate myself. I'm going to go for the Dan.
Wow. Okay. 4-2. The 4-1, I should say. And I'm going to go for the Aussie pizza as a consolation. But the Dan makes it through to the final. So congratulations to the Dan. We move on to our final matchup of the semi-finals. We have got Prosciutto and Rocket versus the Simon. Simon, fight your corner.
I think my pizza does the same as yours, but better, I think. It's got a bit of meat, it's got a bit of veg.
It's got chicken.
Barbecue base.
Yeah, that's the thing. The big thing is it's the chicken. You're the chicken there, is mate. Where you really let yourself down.
Yeah, but does ham have a hell of a lot more flavour?
It doesn't.
Prosciutto. Bacon definitely does. It's salty.
Yeah, it doesn't have a hell of a lot more, but it's got a better complementary flavour to a pizza. And actually, I'll say as well,
but
you
peppers
said...
and like... jalapenos themselves again
fine I'm not arguing against that though. But when we say, so you said you thought pepperoni was quite too strong of a taste.
Yeah,
prosciutto is kind of on that level where it's a stronger ham than like, you know, your average everyday ham, but it's not like such, it's not such a dark ham, so it's not as strong in its taste.
Okay.
And as well, I think there's something to be said about pizzas that aren't packed with stuff and they're kind of just left to do their thing. Ben, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that choice of pizza does two things quite well, which is it simplifies. It's a simple pizza, but it's elevated because it's not your basic ham. It's a prosciutto. It's not just a random bit of veg. It's fancy. Rocket. Honestly, it's a fancy that's part of it. That is part of it, and I love the fact that that is part of it. It's something I'd only get when I'm in a restaurant. But
in Sorrento.
Maybe. hashtag shout out Sorrento.
Absolutely, that's the same.
You got every word of that wrong. I've said it about seven times this podcast.
Well, I blank you out, Dan. Okay, you're irritating.
Blocked.
Oh. Jesus.
I think it's a good pizza. Simon's is a bit
it's very much with these two pizzas. They are definitely, one's without doubt a takeaway pizza and the other is without doubt a restaurant pizza. And I feel like this one, this prosciutto one, is the only one that's a proper restaurant pizza that we're actually considering. And I like Simon's one in the barbecue base, the jalapenos and the peppers. But I just think that the chicken massively lets down it as a pizza, because I don't think chicken actually adds anything. And I think Simon's argument about chicken is the texture. And I don't think that the texture of a pizza is dependent on the topping. The topping is what it says. It's a topping rather than a fundamental to change the experience of a pizza's texture. Charlie, I want to go to you. What do you think?
I don't like spice on my pizza. Like, if there's like jalapenos on a pizza and I eat it,
spice. Jalapenos?
Jalapenos.
Jesus Christ. My mouth is just burning and it kind of ruins the taste for me. And it makes me go, I don't want another one. I want my mouth to burn twice as much. No, thank you.
I get that because you don't like spice, but for someone that does like spice, it's a really nice addition. Like, there's nothing else that
does. Best chili to have on there because it's not the strongest. But
I'm the same as Charlie with that spicy.
I'm torn. This is the last four have been very, very good. Well done, everyone.
With the prosciutto thing, I'm kind of torn. I'm torn on that one just because I agree with you in that it's definitely a restaurant pizza. You don't really go to like a fancy restaurant and get a fucking ham and pineapple. Really, you get a prosciutto or something like that. Especially if you are like abroad, that's something that you go abroad and there's a fancy Italian restaurant. You get that, and you get the prosciutto. I'm just not overly keen on a rocket. I'm not sure how much it adds to it.
Yeah, I'm going to stick up for rocket because I said it earlier. I'm not actually a big fan of rocket, but I think that pizza as a combination, because rocket isn't really a very strong taste, but it gives you that almost like kind of crunch to a pizza.
But wouldn't you say that, like you said, the texture is completely secondary? It should be the taste first.
I agree with that, but it doesn't take what I say away, is I'm not saying it takes away, because the flavor of the rocket doesn't really affect that particular pizza, I don't think, too much. But you know, I say it as the toppings are a complement to the pizza. It doesn't fundamentally change the pizza. So my argument against the chicken was that the texture of the chicken doesn't justify the lack of taste you get with chicken, whereas I think that the rocket complements the prosciutto on the pizza a lot more, especially on that thin kind of, you know, restaurant pizza style. More than I've just got something against chicken on pizza, because I think it is a real waste.
I think it's ludicrous.
It's a real waste of a topping on a pizza, especially like if we were talking takeaway pizzas, because takeaway pizzas, it is plain chicken, and why would anyone want to eat plain chicken at any point?
How big are the slices of ham on the other one?
They are quite big.
The prosciutto one. Google it. They're really thin bits of ham.
How the hell do you spell this?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. It's a bit like Sorrento.
Just type in and rocket. Like, try and spell it and rocket, and it'll bring it up.
Oh man, this spelling is really embarrassing. Thin. Oh, there we
P-R-O-S-C-U-I-T-T-O.
Nice. Okay.
Bringing you this week's episode of Charlie Can't Spell.
Shout out to spelling.
But it's like really thin, like fancy bits of ham, essentially.
Well, yeah, normally they're quite big as well. Like normally they cover a lot. Like you
it's
can
like
get
a
like
long,
five or six
stringy
slices,
bit like. Of ham, and it kind of like rolls up. It's very nice. And yeah, I don't know. We're kind of going around a bit in circles in here, and it does completely come down to personal preference. But Ben, what are you going to say?
I don't know. Like I think obviously the experience of the two pizzas are completely different. But like you know, having the prosciutto and rocket one, that the dough itself is probably going to be thin base. It's going to be well cooked. It might even be a sourdough. It's going to be a far more enjoyable pizza as a whole. Whereas Simon's order could potentially be greasy. It could be off.
It could be off.
You could probably get that from anywhere as a takeaway. It's just a far more fattier option.
Whoa.
And I don't think.
But
that
when
makes
you
a
also
good
think
pizza.
Like I'm going to have a pizza tonight, when have you ever thought I'll have ham and rocket? Like compared
yeah,
to say peppers.
But I think that the argument with pizza is that it does the takeaway, but it also does the fancy. And I think we'd be foolish to just put ourselves in one box or the other, because pizza is for multiple different occasions. You can have it as a takeaway, you can have it as a fancy out on like a meal out, whatever. There's no reason we haven't made this takeaway pizza toppings, we haven't made this restaurant pizza toppings. This is about pizza in general, and it comes down to personal preference at the end of it, because I'm not going to dispute your pizza as a whole. It's just the chicken I'm not on board with, and you know, you can argue it your way as well. Do you want any final thoughts, Simon, before we get into the vote?
No, I think I'm ready.
Beautiful. Well, let's get into the vote. We'll kick it off with Simon. Who are you going for?
The Simon.
The Simon gets Simon's vote. And I'm going for prosciutto and rocket, making it 1-1. Ben.
Prosciutto and rocket.
2-1 to prosciutto. Charlie.
After seeing pictures of the prosciutto and rocket, I think I'm going to have to go for the Simon.
Making it 2-2. Interesting.
You're a good boy.
We can revisit that on a later date, I'm sure. But Dan, you've got the deciding vote. Who is going through to the final? Will it be the Simon or prosciutto and rocket?
It is prosciutto and rocket.
And there we have it. Simon, you put up a fight, but your pizza is no longer in the tournament. And on that note, we've got our two finals. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, it's Dan here again to remind you to give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at World Cup of Pod, to keep up to date with all the things World Cup of and stay across when we release new episodes and news about things coming up in the future. We also have an email address, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, where you can send in your questions and we'll read them out on the podcast. So get involved and we look forward to hearing from you.
And we are back for the final time on the World Cup of Podcast, where we're talking this week about our favourite pizza toppings and our overall pizza order. It's been a relatively civil tournament. We actually find when we do these tournaments, when the topic is less personal to us, that there's less infighting and people don't get as angry, and we end up having more constructive debate. So yeah, like as of is the bee. and various people leaving the podcast in anger at the end of the night. But that's all part of the fun. But this week, we've been very relatively civil, and we've got our two finalists. We've got the Dan and we've got Prosciutto and Rocket as our two finalists. Slight, we'll look back on how they got here. So the Dan beat the Hawaiian pizza, and then it beat the Aussie pizza. And for the Prosciutto, it beat Margherita, and it beat the Simon. So you could argue, you know, Margherita and Hawaiian were probably the two weakest picks coming in a sense. And they both got these two. And then, obviously, as Charlie said before, the semi-finals were all fairly strong. Let's kick it off with Charlie for this final chat. You said, after looking at photos of the prosciutto, you didn't want to vote for it. What spurred that for you? What is it about it?
I saw the first few photos I saw, and I was like, oh, there's a lot of rocket on that. And then I was like, maybe that's just the people that made it. And I went down. The rocket takes up quite a lot of the pizza. And I'm like, I'm not against it.
Yeah,
but
these are... All these ones on Google are like homemade, that people have just fucking gone into their garden and added as much as they can.
But I can also the ham are like, I know they're thin, but they're big pieces of ham.
Yeah, they are big pieces. They're big pieces, but like prosciutto is really like really really thin, like really thin ham. Like you can literally see through it. It's so thin. That's the bare, and it's like it's got a quite a nice, like, I'd say strongish taste to it, but it's not like overwhelming like Simon might say with like a pepperoni would be. And yeah, I'm looking through pictures as well. I'm gonna send you a picture. This is like more my idea of what a prosciutto.
It's making me well hungry. I'm just looking
at would look like, but a lot of these ones they're like absolutely pile in with the rocket, and I'm talking about
got so much.
Like when I went to Rome, shout out travel, shout out my girlfriend,
shout out travel, shout out to having girlfriends,
absolutely,
yeah, shout out.
Shout out.
These were the kind of pizzas you know you get as a, kind of a standard, and it would be just it's such a nice taste, and it's not. I never found it to be like an overwhelming taste in any sense, and I just think it works really well. Simon, obviously you're going to harbour some resentment towards me for arguing against your pizza so much. So why don't you talk a bit about the final as a whole? Where are you leaning?
I think I am dead set in a direction, but that's not for the reason you think. Like, I'm not a massive fan of ham on pizza. Just as a meat in general, I'm not keen. Like bacon, it's got a distinct flavour. I like it. It's, again, one of the stronger ones, like pepperoni. And I really like rocket. That's one of the things I have to have in a salad at home because I actually enjoy the taste. So that is really good on that. But mushrooms, meatball, bacon, like that all screams. And the deep base as well.
Okay.
I would never go for a thin over a deep one.
Thoughts
personally.
I'm going to go to Simon on this and then I'll hand over to Benjamin. But thoughts on the double hamness, the double pig on his pizza. How does that sit with you?
I disagree myself, but again, personal taste, I respect his. But if that was me, I'd get rid of the ham and have like sweet corn or peppers. Like, I can never get enough peppers.
Sweet corn?
Or even jalapeno, actually. No, sorry, jalapenos. Jalapenos or peppers, definitely.
Interesting. Ben, where are you on this?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of exactly with Simon on that. I think that, like, you know, same again. No disrespect to your pizza, Dan.
it's made the final, bro. Where's yours?
Yeah, that's fair.
Savage.
but like, there's just not enough variety in there for me. Like, I enjoy the barbecue base and I enjoy the toppings that are on there, aside from mushrooms. But you can do more with a pizza than doubling up, I think. Yep. So what? It's either simplify or change it up, I suppose.
Fair. Dan?
Yes.
Although you voted for your pizza to get into the final, you haven't actually been the strongest, although it's named after you, you haven't actually defended, like you've almost voted against your pizza on both occasions. So where are you actually in this debate? Because it's kind of ambiguous.
Right. Yeah. Do you know what? So when you first said the prosciutto and rocket, I don't know why, but I didn't like the thought of it. And then I remembered that I've had it and I did like it. Also, I will say that if you'd selected like olives or something on it, I'd have hated this. So what right now, what is swaying me is that whenever I get the Dan, it's normally like I'll just get a takeaway. Well, the only time I get it is takeaway and it's just sat in my room. And I'm like, it's completely random, but like it is so fucking boiling in my room. And right now I'm thinking, what would I rather have? Would I rather have the Dan sat in my room? Or would I rather be sat out in like some nice Italian restaurant out in the back in the garden eating a prosciutto and rocket? And that just like, that is like perfect for me, right? Just the thought of being sat outside in a restaurant just with this pizza. Hands. Oh, mate, don't. I'm getting hard.
Maybe
now,
even right? A nice glass of wine.
Ah. I don't like wine, so that's ruined.
It'd have to be white wine, though, wouldn't it? With a prosciutto pizza, I think.
Yeah, but then you got the tomato in the base.
Yeah, maybe.
fuck, just have both. You have to have both bottles.
Charlie, I want to hear a bit more from you before we get into the vote. I'm intrigued by your opinions. I've sent you a photo now. Has it changed your opinion ever at all?
Are those little chunks of tomato part of it? A big part
just,
of it?
Let's not get down to like the pedantics.
Let's get down to business.
I can't find the exact pizza that I've eaten, but you know, no, I'd say that there wouldn't be sun-dried tomatoes on it. But I'm saying if you look at the distribution of rocket and ham and prosciutto on there, that is more of the kind of level we're talking about on the pizza.
Yeah, very tasty. Very tasty. Mm.
Are you a fan of mushrooms? Are you a fan of mushrooms at all, Charlie? I don't know, actually know the answer to that.
Do you know what? I've been shitting on them all night, but I've actually never had one.
Never had a mushroom. Charlie's the most uncultured person I've ever met.
Because I've never had a mushroom.
Sort that out.
So, Charlie, do you know which way you're leaning on this? I really don't know which way you're going to vote on this.
I actually don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'm Chuck, because obviously...
I think we're ready to vote. Go to
him. I think we are ready to vote. And the fact is that I don't actually know... I know where I'm voting, but I don't really know where anyone else is going to vote.
Shit.
So I'm going to kick off the vote. I'm going for Prosciutto and Rocket. And we'll go to Simon. Who are you going for?
The Dan
for Simon, making it 1-1. We'll go to Ben next. Who are you going for, Ben?
Prosciutto and Rocket.
Making it 2-1.
Is that supposed to be Italian?
And I don't know. for the narrative of this, I don't know who would be better to go to next. So I'm going to make Charlie make his decision, and then we'll let Dan have the final vote. As it's basically, it'd either be Dan voting for himself or voting against himself, which would be heartbreaking on so many levels. So Charlie, who are you going for? Are you going for the Dan, or are you going for Prosciutto and Rocket?
I'm going to go for the Dan.
The Dan making it 2-2. And Mr. McClue, you get to decide, is the Dan winning the World Cup of Podcasts for the pizza toppings, or is it going to be Prosciutto and Rocket? Who is the winner?
I made my decision at the start of this final, and I haven't changed. I miss being on holiday and being sat outside a restaurant so much. I'm going to vote for Prosciutto and Rocket.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Yes, a round of applause for Prosciutto and Rocket.
Yeah.
Very good.
Dan, are you okay? Because that must have taken some guts.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I obviously picked my own selection and then pretty much voted against it the entire time. I was annoyed that it'd be Hawaii. Yeah. Like, genuinely,
I literally realised it. I was like, actually, every time he's nearly not voted for it. That was a good tournament. I enjoyed that a lot. And I'd say it's as much as I enjoy it when someone gets really angry about something, as has happened on many episodes in the recent weeks. It is nice when there's one where everyone can kind of just be like, you know what, at the end of the day, it's a fucking pizza topping. And we've all enjoyed it. But
this is serious, though.
Very serious. Simon is fuming right now.
Simon's chicken.
Raging.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I'm gutted.
Well, I feel like you say that a lot at the end of episodes. But you were less Daily Mail today than you usually are. So it's been a lot harder to vote against you in certain ways, except for some of your opinions. But I think that wraps up all we got for today. So round of applause one more time for our winner, Prosciutto and Rocket Pizza.
Whoop, whoop.
And that officially concludes all we have for you today on the World Cup of Podcast. We'll be back again next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, if you feel like you need more World Cup of in your life, then go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at World Cup of Pod. And also don't forget to subscribe to our feed wherever you get your podcast, and go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a little review, little rating, because it helps us out a lot, and we'll give you a shout out if you do. A reminder, you can also get in contact with the show and get your emails read out on Dan's section, the World Cup of Answers, if you go to worldcupofpod@gmail.com, which is also linked in our description, as well as the website, which is found down in the podcast description as well. One more reminder, you can vote for us in the BritPod Awards. Just go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote and search for our podcast, because that'd be great, and we'd be absolutely chuffed to bits if we could get your vote. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next one. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.